From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is making a rare primetime television address to the country late Sunday. He's hoping to calm Americans' fears about terrorist attacks and to lay out the United States' campaign against a broader threat of terrorism. He plans to update the country on the investigation into last week's mass shooting in California, where U.S.-born Syed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani wife killed 14 people and wounded 21 other in a hail of gunfire at a holiday gathering of local government workers in San Bernardino. Mr. Obama will reiterate his firm conviction that Islamic State insurgents will be destroyed and that the United States must draw upon our values, our unwavering commitment to justice, equality, and freedom to prevail over terrorist groups. To see and hear President Obama's speech, visit voanews.com for our live stream at 1 hour Universal Time. Top security officials from India and Pakistan met in the Thai capital of Bangkok for talks on regional and security issues. Sunday's meeting was attended by the national security advisors of both countries and included discussions on peace and security, terrorism, and the disputed region of Kashmir, according to a joint statement issued after the talks. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has criticized Britain's entrance into the U.S.-led coalition attacking Islamic State militants in Syria, saying the airstrikes are illegal and will fail. In an interview published in Britain's Sunday Times, Assad said the Islamic State cannot be defeated by airstrikes alone and that the only strikes that have been effective are those Russia has done since launching its Syria campaign in September. VOA News. Rival factions in Libya's ongoing civil war say they have reached agreement to end a political deadlock that has crippled the country for years. If approved, the parliaments of the internationally recognized government and its opposition, according to the deal announced in Tunisia on Sunday, is to resolve a crisis that has divided the country since the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi. Germany's vice chancellor says Saudi Arabia runs the risk of alienating its Western allies because the Saudis continue to support fundamentalist mosques around the world. He says such mosques serve as breeding grounds for extremism. Sigmar Gabriel, in an interview published on Sunday, said, "From Saudi Arabia, Wahhabi mosques are financed throughout the world," referring to a strict form of Sunni Islam. In Germany, many Islamists considered dangerous persons emerge from these communities. Afghanistan's Taliban has released a voice message, which it says is from its supreme leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour. Ayaz Gul reports from Islamabad that in the message, Mansour refutes claims that he was killed in a gun battle earlier this week.
Addressing his followers in Pashto, one of the two languages spoken in Afghanistan, he repeatedly asserted that reports of his death in a shootout were unfounded. Mansour said no such incident ever took place and he is safe and healthy. He went on to say that the rumors are part of the enemy propaganda war to create an impression there are rifts in the Taliban leadership and they have turned into deadly infighting. The Afghan government announced Wednesday that Mansour was seriously wounded when gunfire broke out during a meeting of Taliban commanders in neighboring Pakistan. Some officials in Kabul claimed later that the Taliban chief had died of the injuries he suffered in Kuchlak, a small town near the southwestern Pakistani city of Quetta. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Sunday rejected U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's warning that a collapse of the Palestinian Authority could have consequences for the security of Israel. Israel will not be a binational state, and in order to have peace, the other side needs to decide that it wants peace as well. And unfortunately, this is not what we're witnessing, according to Netanyahu, speaking to a cabinet meeting. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for an explosion Sunday in southern Yemen that killed the governor of Aden province and several of his bodyguards. The blast hit Governor Ghaffar Mohammed Saad's convoy as he traveled to his office in Aden City. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.